It is, bro. It is. Like, last year, I went, I did a show in Italy, but that was by choice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. you know what I mean, man? Like, yo, it was by choice, bro. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, like these art stuff, and I was like, oh, I gotta get there. It was like, yo, all right, I wanna go there. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, you have choices, man, and, yeah, it's a blessing, man. It's definitely a dope space to be in, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, definitely fire, man. Yo, I got a question for you, man. I'm a pivot. So, top five dead or alive Christian hip hop artists, man. Who you got? Yeah, and then we'll transition to regular, but out the gate.
Yeah, out the gate. Are you hip? Like, are you familiar with the spaces? Because now it's weird. I feel like Christian hip hop is like sync in a sense. Like, nobody really knows about it, but it's huge, and there's a lot of people doing it. And I feel like Christian hip hop is the same thing.
Yeah. You know what's funny, man? Like, back in the days, Rapzilla posted a lot of my content, you know? So I had some records that they posted back then. And, this project I did, it was called Self-Portrait. I had a record on there called Blindfolds. And, man, that record just blew up, man. I got so many syncs off that record. It's insane. Like, Monster Energy, NBCC. It was crazy, man. That record blew up, man. So, yeah, that was a big one. But I'm not too hip, like, to the current landscape of Christian hip-hop. I mean, cats that I listen to, you know, I listen to, like, The Truth, The Grits. Like, I was big on The Grits. I liked them because they weren't too preachy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got it in. They had great production. The mixing, the mastering was phenomenal on their records. You know what I'm saying? Who else did I listen to? I listened to Show Baraka. I remember listening to some of his stuff. Yeah. So, you know, cats like that. I'm not too hip now. You know, I mean, I know, like, there's Andy Mineo, Lecrae, and, you know, cats like that, but I don't know, like, too many others. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a pretty dense space now. I mean, I think as wide as just independent artists are, I mean, you just see cats popping up in the Christian. Like, I was literally on there the other day, and I found out this guy, what's his name? It's like Alex. I literally just sent it to my little brother. He kind of had like a little bit of a what's her name? Ice Spice kind of flow.
Oh, really?
But yeah, he had the flow type, but he had like a super deep voice. Mm-hmm. His name was, it's like Alex something, Alex Jean. He's out here in Orlando, and he's got like, you know, 100K followers. I never heard of the dude, but you know, it's like you can, and I think that's just the power of social media now. Like, you just get a mass. Like, you could be somebody who got a million followers, you never heard of them. It's like, how is that even possible? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, but that's just the day and age we're in. But as far as like top five personal favorites, I mean, definitely like Andy. I mean, Lecrae has to be in there. The Truth was big for me. Like, and it's so crazy because, I mean, one, being in this space, and then also, like, he hit me up and we were talking, and he was trying to do some licensing stuff as well. But he was real instrumental for me coming up. He was probably my favorite. And I think probably because he kind of had like a little bit of a Jay-Z kind of swag.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah. He flow like Hov, man. He flow like Hov, man.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who would be the mother two slide. That's a really good question. I haven't thought about that. I know on the other side, like on the, it's easier probably for me to answer that on. And I would say like top five for everybody, but just like my personal top five, just on like, I guess, the mainstream side of stuff. Mm-hmm. Just like Andre 3000, Kanye. Kanye is actually my top favorite. Kanye, Andre, Pharrell, Gambino. I think my fifth would be, I don't know what my fifth would be. But any, like, any of those artists that have like their own just kind of fingerprint, like on music, like they just kind of like rock in their own lane, and you could tell like they just had so many, like so much diversity in their catalog. And that's something that I value a lot, because if you really study my journey, like I've done, you know, contemporary top 40 stuff. I got a whole nother artist project called Sunny O, which is like a new age, like funk, R&B, hip hop kind of thing, where I'm like singing falsetto on is like 70s, 80s inspired, you know, kind of music. Yeah, man, it's crazy. And this, again, like just bringing it back to like Saint, like that gave me a space, like Saint gave me a space to be fully me, because I'm a chameleon of sorts. So I've like, you know, I could float genres, you know what I mean, for the most part. But like even that project, as mentioned, Sonny O, we did that kind of by accident. It was around the time I left the label, and we just started fooling around with some stuff. And that turned into a whole new artist persona. And we've gotten like certain placement opportunities that I wouldn't have been able to get just underneath my garage on artist persona. The first song that we ever made with Sonny O was like pushing a million streams on Spotify, and we have like no real marketing behind it. It's just all like either organic or stuff from streams. I had to look. I don't know if it got played. It might have gotten playlisted, but I just know we like that was a Saint project, or a project that we created just because we enjoyed it and we utilize it for Saint, and like it was just a happy accident. You feel me? So
that's fire. That's fire, man. And I like what you said too. Like, you know, being like eclectic, being diverse, man. I'm the same way. Like, I like to, you know, have like different types of production, experiment with certain things. You know, coming from New York, like, you know, we Bossmiths, we love lyrics, but it's like, you know, kind of mixed bag too with the production, try to mix it up. You know what I mean? So, yeah. You mentioned Ye, man. I love Ye too, man. Quick question though, man. Like, how you feel about everything going on? This is off base. How you feel about what's going on? I know you seen it coming. How you feel about it? Yeah, well, you know what it is, man. I think, like, you know, people, they just feel like with all the stuff going on with him recently, like, that it's too much, or they judging him. I mean, I'll give you my personal take on it, right? So how I feel is like, so for me, my brother, God rest his soul, he had mental illness, so he was bipolar schizophrenic. So when he, like, we always knew when he wasn't on his medication, because when he wasn't on his meds, he would wow out. It's like, yo, he would say the craziest things, he would do the wildest things, and, you know, growing up with him, I understood that that wasn't him, because that mental health onset doesn't really kick in sometimes till like college age, the start of it. So that was the onset for him. So we, you know, prior to that, I knew who he was as a person, and that wasn't him. So I say all that to say, it's like, you know, my take on him is a bit different from most people, because when people see it, they're like, yo, he's a jerk, look what he's saying. But, you know, I just see it as it's a brother that's, you know, unfortunately, he's at a rough space in his life right now. And, you know, he needs some help, man. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I view it.
Ye is, I think it's weird, because like if you kind of grew up with Ye, like you got to experience, like, one thing I feel like is consistent with Kanye just from when he started to now is like, I think he's very vulnerable, and he can like showcase that he has a talent to showcase, I think, a lot of things that resonate with a lot of people, you know what I mean? Because when he came out with the All Falls Down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, College Dropout, he came out All Falls Down, and he also came out with Jesus Walk. Like, he just had this multiplicity of a range of just, you know, just being relatable and in a hip hop context that hadn't been seen before. And he just said, what he said is that we all self-conscious. I'm just the first to admit it. You know what I mean? Like, he just has like a way about him where it's just like, man, like, I feel like I'm getting, like, what I see is what I'm getting. I don't feel like he's holding back on us to a degree. And so I think he always had that working for him where he could say the wildest stuff, but at the same time, you kind of say, like, yeah, but that, you know, like, I get where he's coming from, even though he could probably say stuff a lot better. Yeah. And that's kind of been the thing for me. And I probably, admittedly, I've been a big fan of Kanye and, like, his creativity. And not to excuse anything, because I think, you know, as adults and as people, like, you know, we do need to have a sensitivity because our words are powerful. You know what I mean? Like nobody can deny that. And so, and especially when you have such a platform like he does, you know, it almost makes it even more responsibility to be intentional with your words. And now, you know, he might be of the mindset like, I'm gonna say the things that nobody wants to say because I have such a platform, and let's, you know, ruffle the feathers. And it might be also a segment of that where, you know, he's very, it could be some, you know, mental, you know, illnesses or just like some legit barriers that might be, you know, harder for him to communicate in a way that might be helpful for most people. Yeah, so that's why, like, I do admire, like, a lot of his candor and his ability to just, you know, say how he's feeling, but it is tough to, like, quote unquote, defend Kanye if you were trying to defend him, because he should be saying some wild stuff and just like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, you might have, you know, want to ran that through a couple of people before you just, you know, yeah, tweeted that, so, you know?
Yeah.
But it's tough, man, and that's what, like, not to get too, you know, one way or the other, but, you know, I do think there's, like, accountability, you know, on it, but also too, like, for me, a lot of, I think it's part of my personality and also like some of my faith background where like trying to assume the best, give people the benefit of the doubt, give grace, you know, where you can. And I think it's not to negate speaking and correct, like speaking and trying to correct some, you know, a wrong or an injustice or something that might not have been beneficial or helpful to somebody. But I do think, you know, when you're able to process an offense through a lens of like, you know, grace and mercy, it just changes the tone, and sometimes people can receive certain things. But also too, like Jay, like he just, you know, he's got such a duality. It almost reminds me of Pac a little bit, because yeah. Pac had a duality of like being super sentimental and super like empowering and like, you know, like women and socially aware, and then he got, you know, I might murder somebody. You know what I mean? Like, he got a big duality. You know what I mean? I hit him up, you know what I'm saying? Like, DMX was like that. You know what I mean? It's tough. And that's, I think, you know, people are people, and we have all of that. And for better or for worse, celebrities just get all of that stuff put under a microscope. And that's what they signed up for, you know, at the end of the day. But it's real, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just I agree with everything you said, man. Yeah, just you know, I hope the best for him, and you know, just keep the brother in prayer, man, that everything kind of levels out. But you know, regardless, man, that cat's a genius, man. Like you said, I remember listening to College Dropout. Yeah, and I was like, no one ever made a record like that before. Like, you know, that spoke to people who, you know, went to college, you know, and then they graduated and they was like, man, I got this piece of paper, but they trying to give me some entry level nonsense job making $20,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? Like, he spoke truth to power on that. So yeah, the guy's a genius, man. You know what I mean? He's a genius, man. One thing I wanted to ask you too, Daraj, in terms of like gems like that you could drop, like if you could ask your younger self some questions, man, like in terms of like just give your younger self some advice, pretty much, what would you do? Like, what would you do differently? Like, if you know, you could holler at your younger self,
what would I tell my younger self? It might sound weird, but I would probably tell my younger self to talk to yourself more. I guess the way that you need to hear it. And what I mean is, it's kind of, it might be like, what do you mean by that? Like, for me, probably like late 2019 is when I really did a big mindset shift. Because I dealt with a lot of like anxieties and depression and just overthinking and just not feeling good enough. And especially like during the time when I was, you know, like newly married, I think it, again, just part of my personality, like I have a lean towards like people pleasing, you know what I mean? And it serves me in a lot of ways, like especially like with conflict resolution, but it can also, when you swing the pendulum on the other side, it can be really debilitating, and you never really take care of your own internal needs. And You just never feel like you're enough, and it's just weighty. You know what I mean? I feel for anybody who deals with anxiety on a regular basis, because it just makes you not want to live. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, I don't think I've ever been to a place of like I was seriously, you know, like commit suicide. But I've had. I remember, like, even time when I was with my wife. I just remember telling her, like, yo, if I were to die today, like, I probably wouldn't be, like, upset about it. You know what I mean? Not that I, like, you know, it's just, like, I just, like, where I am the now is just, like, it's just too much, or it just feels like it's too much, and I just rather not be here, you know, at all. But I noticed, like, in 2019, like, I did a lot of just, like, thought work, and it's so weird because it wasn't anything like hyper revolutionary, anything like I just learned how to feed my mind every day, and just had to like found a hack to be able to like challenge the narratives that were going on up here that ended up really being a lot of the source of my issues. Because a lot of time the problems that we have, they're not because they're really problems. It's just, we just perceive them a particular way. Mm. And our mind will say, this thing in front of me, like, or actually like there's two choices we have. Like this particular thing in front of me, like actually case in point, bro, like my wife literally this morning had a little fender bender. And so she's calling me up, you know, trying to figure out like, you know, what to do with the protocol. She's like a little frantic because in her world right now, like she's in school, like completing her master's, and it's just a lot on her plate. And so this is like one less thing she doesn't want to deal with, and it's really struggling with that. But on the other side, you know, she mentioned it when she called me. I was like, you know, just asking questions, trying to figure out what's going on. I was like, all right, cool. Like, let's figure these things out and then we'll go from there. Like, it's not a big deal kind of thing. But it's just one of those moments where it's just like, same situation, you know what I mean? Like happening to, you know, effectively the same person, or just similar people. It's like my mindset in that moment was like, okay, like what's going on? What can we do? All right, it's not that bad. You know, we'll fix it. For her, it was a little harder to kind of get to that place just because, you know, in her mind, there's all of the other narratives that are running at the same time. It's just like, I got to study for tests. Like, I'm already behind. Like, it's raining. Like, Like, it's with a person that I know. And I don't, like, is our insurance going to go? And, like, all these things start, like, stacking up. But again, it's a fender bender. But the emotions that we feel come from what we're thinking about. And so what I realized was, like, I just had a lot of unchecked thoughts that kept me in a place of, I don't want to get out of bed this morning. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know if I still got it. You know what I mean? It's like, everything comes into question and it doesn't feel like there's any hope. But I started to learn how to talk to myself. I used to always be weird. Like, I used to always think people were weird when they were talking to themselves, but I feel like we already talk to ourselves is the thing about it. You know, he's like, we're always talking to ourselves. The thing is, we're just never really aware of how much like conversation is going on that we're feeding ourselves or we're getting from somewhere else that we internalize. And so it just became that. It's just like, yo, in any situation, there's one or two ways we can look at it. I can look at the glass half full, half empty, and half full could look like, yo, I just sent out this email and, or rather, I'm apprehensive about pushing send on this email for this placement opportunity that, or this relationship that I'm trying to build, because I don't know if I'm gonna be a bother, or I don't know if, you know, this is inappropriate, or maybe the music's not good enough. Like all these disqualifications, but on the other side exists a narrative as well to say, but they actually need music. This is their job. I've taken my time to craft the message that's, you know, professional, that's considerate, that's, you know, not, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, be an intrusion on it. You know what I mean? Like there's so many, like there's two different paths always. And I just learned how to like whenever, and I would listen to my body, like whenever I started to feel anxious, I would stop and just say like, yo, what have I been thinking about? And I would literally like stop and I would recall every thought that came through my mind as much as I could. I would exhaust my mind and say like, all right, I was thinking about such and such, you know, what my wife says to me, or I was thinking about, you know, that session that I had, and I didn't know if, you know, they really liked it. I was thinking about, you know, do we have enough money for this thing? Like all of the little things that came up, especially like, here's the thing I always say, like, and I know this is a long answer, my bad, bro.
Nah, you good, bro.
I know this is a long answer, but I'm super passionate about it because I just know, like, I know how I felt, and I know there's so many people who felt like that and worse. And so I just like to spend time on this because, like, here's the thing. I would notice that if there was a point in time in the day where I didn't feel anxious and I was like, I was good, you know what I mean? And at some point I developed feelings of anxiety or depression, like something had to happen within that time frame for me to get there. I was thinking about something that got me there. And what I would do is just backtrack to just kind of catch my thoughts and think about, like, what was it that made me feel that way? And so if it was something my wife said, I would just replace, like, man, that thing might have, like, offended me, but maybe she didn't mean it like that because I know my wife loves me and yada, yada, yada. Or, you know, maybe that session, I don't know how they felt about the verse that I laid in that session, but I got more people who like my music than not. And so it's like, I've showed over the years that I can actually write good music. So I don't need to be, you know, so I would just do all that stuff and I would talk to myself and I would encourage myself. So much so to the point where, because I had to do like this little hack, it's like, yo, if I can think and talk my way into anxiety and depression that quick in a day, can I do it just as quick to talk myself out of it?
Out of it, yeah.
You feel me? And that was a game changer for me. And I was like, and then I started to just do it every day. And that was the thing I was partly lacking too, is just like, we feed ourselves physically every day. We, you know, we got our personal hygiene every day. But when it comes to our minds, it's like, we just, like, things are supposed to stay, you know, in an optimal state without feeding it. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case. And I was missing that for years, man. I could have avoided a lot of, you know, anxious moments and, you know, a lot of tears and all that kind of stuff just with that alone. And, like, my life has just been, like, flipped upside down. So I would have just, you know, like, told my younger self, is like, yo, it's okay. And just, like, tell yourself every day that you're amazing, that you're killing it, that you're going to, you know, like, you're like that type of stuff, and just believing in yourself. And it sounds so Disney, but, like, it's just a fact. I understand it now because, like, we rise and fall and we achieve and we don't achieve a lot of times because of how we're perceiving, you know, the moments in front of us. So that's my TED Talk.
TED Talk. Now, you know what, though, brother? I'll tell you something. That's fire and that's on point because that's something that people don't acknowledge. I think, like, we're living in a society nowadays where everything is just based off social media, clout chasing, likes, follows, views, comments, and they feel that that's what validates people. And you find there's a lot of people that suffer with anxiety, depression, you know, because they're comparing themselves to that, you know, like a false narrative. And like they say, you know, comparison is the thief of joy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and, you know, another thing is like, don't compare yourself to the internet, because everybody's not posting their failures, right? Everybody wants the clout. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got the filters. Everybody got the clout. Everybody clout chasing one to one up, but no one really talks about real stuff. And like, what's real? You know, life. Life is real. Challenges are real. You know, how you feel is real. Like, how your mental and emotional state is on a day-to-day basis. So I think mental health is a big component, you know, in terms of just people getting in touch with themselves. I know growing up in the hood, like, I grew up in Southside, Queens. It was very violent. You know, a lot of discrimination, a lot of things that went down in my neighborhood, like most hoods, right? A lot of violence, a lot of gang components. And one thing that wasn't emphasized was mental health, right? It was like, yo, people go to therapists, yo, he crazy, B, something wrong with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, they stigmatized it, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you know, as I started to grow older and I started moving in different circles, you know, some of my friends that, you know, they're white, different races, black. For them, it was like common. It's like like me saying, yo, I'm going to the gym. He's like, yo, you know, all right, cool. You know, I'll meet you there after. I'm going to see my therapist. But there was no judgment in that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, just that's a safe space where you can talk about things that bother you. And I think that for all artists, that's a major key too. It's like, don't get so caught up in chasing the bag culture. Like, to me, that's so whack. You know, like, yo, I gotta get this bag, I gotta get this money. The money's gonna come, you know, as long as you got your mental, your emotional, your spirit right. Like, everything will align itself, you know, but you gotta have a firm foundation. I think that's why, like, even when we look at the news and we see so many people be like, yo, that dude was rich, why he kill himself? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was rich financially, but he was broke emotionally. He was broke mentally. You know, he didn't have the proper foundation. So that's a major key, man. It's like, you know, and I appreciate you being transparent about that, you know, because, yo, there's plenty of people out there that feel the same way, man. They struggle. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to be honest and, you know.
I feel like a lot of creatives struggle with that. So, I mean, people in general, but for some reason, and I don't have data on it, but I would just assume, like, those who self-identify as creatives or, like, they just, I don't know. I think the criticism just comes a lot, you know, heavier for whatever reason. I don't know why that is, but I just feel like I see that as the case. It's like, and also because, I mean, we have a unique way of emoting and translating emotions in ways that are like in very external, like inspiring ways, you know what I mean? Like ways that can resonate. It's like where words fail, artists thrive, you know what I mean? Because like we don't always have, like somebody just in natural conversation may have a particular function and trying to communicate a particular feeling, but somebody can, they can just play some chords and it just really speaks to the depth of emotion that person feels. It's like, yo, I don't know what it is, but those, like the way that those chords is, what is it? The, is it strong in my life? Sing in my life with this word killing me. So, like, it's that type of, like, I think explanation to what art does for people, you know what I mean? Why it's so vast and why it's a necessity, I think, in many ways, because it can just do that, but like what normative communication might not be able to articulate as well. It's just like, I can point it as like, that's what I feel like, that's what it means, that's what it, you know what I mean? So.
And that, you know, and that makes me think of a line that Ye said too, man. He was like, damn, he's like, I was having breakdowns. Like, damn, is these dudes that much better than me? It's like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how artists feel, right? Because it's like, we got the talent, but it's still a competitive nature. It's like sports, right? It's like, yo, you know, all right, yo, that dude got a double-double. You know, I want to get a triple-double. Like, it's just, it is what it is. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a fact, man. That's a big fact. Well, you know, something else I wanted to ask you too, man, because I know we're going to wind it down pretty soon, but I wanted to ask you about mantras, man. So, like, I'm big on mantras. Like, I got two. Like, my first is persistence wears down resistance. I'm always, like, just big on just constantly being motivated. Regardless of where you at, you know, you pick yourself up, just pivot, do what you got to do. My second one is collaboration is greater than competition. Like, I love building with like-minded people that are motivated, that are driven, that have a similar worldview and how they see things. So I wanted to know, like, for you, you know, even if it don't rhyme, it don't gotta rhyme, but you know, like, what's your, you know what I mean? Yo, I ask people, they be like, yo, they be like, yo, K, mine's don't rhyme, B. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but like, what keeps you going, man?
Yeah, actually, it's funny. I don't have, I think, like just a singular phrase, but I do actually have a daily prayer / mantra that I created. And it's just like 15 different things that I'll just like recite, and I've just selected them and I did it. I'll have like over the past like 3 years or so, probably more, like I'll try to anchor on like a theme for the year. But I'll also try to have some things to like just recite. But this is actually, I'll just read it right here. But I'll say this like in the mornings. I don't do it every day, but I do it like pretty consistently. But I'll say, today I will be generous and pour to others. Today I will be considerate. I will consider others' needs greater than my own. Today I won't be critical of others. Today I will be patient with myself and others. Today I will focus on the most important tasks. Today I will push myself to give my best and greatest potential. Today, God has and will provide all my needs. Today, I will make progress and not perfection. Today, I will create generational wealth. Today, I will have fun working hard. Today, God has given me enough time. Today, I will not make excuses, but remain solution focused. Today, I won't be afraid to ask God for help and resources while I work by faith. Today, I will be confident in my efforts. Today, I won't procrastinate. And so, like, I took some time, like, at the top of the year just to, like, write down things that I felt like would kind of keep me aligned throughout the year. And it's just a reset, you know what I mean? So that's, yeah, I guess it's not a like a single mantra. It's just like a few, not a few, but, you know, just a narrative that I like to kind of recite and just realign myself with, I think is what it is.
Nah, that's fire, bro. That's fire, man. It's good, man. I think everybody should have that at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like something that you tap in with consistently, that you repeat, because like words have power. You know what they say, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So like every day we got a choice, right? You know what I'm saying? We got a choice, man. You know, one of my guys, his name is David Nurse. And David's like a best-selling author, man. Phenomenal dude. Used to be an NBA coach. And you know what David says, man, which is so true. He says, yo, every day you wake up, everybody, no matter who you are, we all have a superpower. And that's the power of choice. Every day we got that superpower. So we get to choose, what are we going to do that day? You know, and mentally, like, where are we going to be? Where are we going to take it? Are we going to make a choice to try to make steps towards greatness, to progress, you know, to health, or are we going to do things that are destructive? You know, it's kind of like, you know, you got a blank book and a pen and you writing a story. Everybody's writing their own story. You know, it just, it's going to turn out, you know, the accumulation of our daily movements, our daily thoughts. So we got to constantly check ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's a fact, man. So yeah, all day, man. So, yo, man, this was fire, man. This was fire, King.
I would say, bro, I love that, because I know obviously we're here for sync, but I love that the conversation kind of went where it went, to be able to kind of, you know, we talk about yay, we talk about mindset stuff, we talk about Christian hip hop. You know, it's like it evolved, but it was cool. You know, I talk about this a lot, so I'll be on different panels and stuff like that, but it was a good combo, man.
Yeah,
I feel like, I wish we could do stuff like this in person. It just feels like a different energy, I think.
Yeah, of course, man. We tap in, man. Yeah, we definitely link up, man. Where you based out of again? Where you at?
I'm in Orlando. Are you still in New York?
I'm in New York. Yeah, I'm in New York. Yeah, so, yeah, either way, man, you know what I'm saying? We definitely tap in. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely tap in and Bill, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this... It's definitely fire, man. Yo, so shout out to all the listeners. Y'all know what it is. Appreciate y'all tapping in Sync Music Mondays.